Before she left.
Yes, sir.
Amen. To my lovely wife, she loved so many years, she's just still holding on.
Praise the Lord.
To you guys, children, it's so good to be with you. You are quiet. You ready to knock it out the box. Amen.
Bless God.
Visions to my fellow substance of God, our sister pastor. I'm cold. I see you in the back here. Amen. Our deaconess. Again, all of you God's children, it's so good to be with you on today. Titus, and I'm reading to you from the King James Version, trying to capture this theme of gentleness. We'll be in reading at the first verse and just go with me. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be not no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior toward men appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy, He showed us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He showed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by His grace, we should be made heir according to the hope of eternal life. Would you bow your heads and pray with me? God, we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For just being God and God all by yourself.
Yes, God.
Lord, I'm a messenger standing in need of your word. Yes. But you said you would send forth your word into the earth and would not return to you void. Yes. Lord, you give us your word, open our eyes and we can see, our ears and we can hear, our hearts and we can understand. Then hide it, Lord, so deep within the presence of the cross, we hide it to not a mere scene, but only you, and you get the glory.
That's
our prayer today in
Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Y'all feel all right?
Feel all right.
Amen. I'm just standing in a gap.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But for a little while, I want to talk with you again, trying to capture that theme of gentleness from the subject, strength through submission. Through submission. Turn to your neighbors and neighbor. We need to know how to be strong through submission. Get to the other neighbor. Other neighbor. We need to know how to be strong through submission. Strength through submission. I have no idea or clue where we're going, but go with me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Strength through submission. Gentleness. Our young lady, Hannah Buck, who did such a marvelous job, told us that gentleness was submission of our will, our power and will, to God's will and power.
Yeah.
If we want to be strong today, we need to learn how to submit.
Yeah.
And I know that sounds crazy, but so does gentleness. I heard a young man of military court said that, you know, if you were military, you were soft or gentle, you could be called a liar side for being too soft.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
You know how it is, but nobody wants to be soft. Everybody wants to be hard.
All right now.
Everybody wants to be able to have something. You can't push over the saint. You know, I ain't going to be no pushover saint. One thing I'm not going to do is let you treat me any kind of old way. I know what Jesus said about the golden rule, that turn the other cheek out, but he didn't clarify which cheek.
Right or left.
that he was talking about. Some of us don't want to do what the Word of God said. We don't want to be say chump Christians. You know, everybody want to be serious about their Christianity. So today I want to talk to you about what it really means to be strong Christians. See, because if we want to be strong Christians, I see something in our passage, because Paul writes here to Titus, and I just read this, and he says to him, I need to talk to some people who need to understand how to submit. Mm-hmm. I need to put their minds and be subject to principalities and power to obey magistrates. He said, and I'm going to speak to verse number 2, because that's where our text comes from. He said, because there was a time when we were like them.
Come on, preacher.
When we were doing what we were all big enough to do and doing what we wanted to do when we wanted to do. And we didn't know how to submit to anybody either, but we learned through the Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I said we learned through the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I said some of us should have learned through the Holy Spirit how we are to be submissive, because our job as Christians, we ought to, but he said in verse 2, to speak evil of no man, not brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. So if you look at this passage, there's a couple of things I want to highlight. He's talking about the double F, speak and show. He says, speak evil of no man, but showing all meekness. So gentleness is about how you speak and how you show.
All
right. Did I say that right?
Say
your neighbor's a neighbor.
Neighbor.
It's about how you speak.
How you speak.
And how you show.
How you show.
If you're going to be strong, you've got to know how to submit. But submission requires that you submit how you speak. And how you show. Can I talk about that for a minute? First of all, understand that submission or gentleness is about how you speak. See, we can't say any and everything that we're big enough to say. You're not authorized just because you're a Christian to tell anybody whatever comes to your mind. Some of us we don't even have a filter. We figure just because we are saved, we can, I've been authorized by God.
Yes, sir.
To tell you all that's wrong in your life.
Yes, sir.
I know everything that's going on. I need to tell you because God has showed it to me.
All right, now.
James said it. He said, now, if any man be offend not in word, he said, the same as a perfect man, and able to bridle his whole body. See, some of us need to understand some of what we're saying is offensive.
Yeah.
I don't understand how we as Christians don't understand that what we say has an impact on who we say it to.
All right, now. All right,
I was about to get more specific, but then I thought about it. I'm on the air. We on the air. To all those out in www.com world, good morning. We're on the air. So we need to understand what we say. We need to filter what we say and understand that our words are powerful.
Yeah.
Our words can build. Our words can destroy. Our words can heal. Our words can harm. We need to understand. We need to use our words to build up our Christian brothers and sisters, not to tear them down. We know to way too often. Way too often. People come to church only to discover who you really are.
All right, now.
I don't really want to know who you really are.
My God.
Fool me. I don't see y'all got this. I need y'all to understand what I'm saying. See, some of us just want to be too real.
All right.
I'm just keeping it real. Let's just not do real today. Now, I know if real means you got to cuss me out, if real means you got to say whatever comes to your mind, let's just not do real today. Let's be on a united front. Yeah, let's put on a facade. Let's make folks think that we're Christian, because that's what we call ourselves.
Yeah.
I said, when people come to church, they ought to have a place where they can go where at least what people are saying, it builds them up and not tears them down.
How are you going
to come to the church? My Bible tells me, enter to the gate with thanksgiving, to the court with praise. But when I come in here, I come in ready to enter and all this here. By the time I get ready to go out,
I'm ready to go.
Because somebody has said something.
Yes, sir.
And these hollow holes.
Well,
we need to learn. We need to understand. We need to submit our words to the Lord. We need to submit what we say to the Lord, because every word we speak, we've got to give an account of.
That's right.
See, God's word, let me show you how words are powerful. God's word was so powerful. He said, he not only he is as good as his word, but God is his word.
Amen.
He said, look, I send forth my word into the earth. It will not return unto me void. When God speaks a word, it's already done. When he said, let there be light, there was light. We need to understand that our words need to come in line with God's word and stop speaking whatever we feel like. Somebody said the Bible said, he said, speak the truth in love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes you might be right in what you have to say, but your timing is wrong.
Amen.
Did y'all know that? You understand? Do I look fat in this dress?
Yeah.
Sometimes you might be right in what you say, but your timing is wrong.
Lord have mercy.
We're going to be powerful, sir.
Yeah.
We've got to submit our words.
My God.
What we say.
That's right.
To the Lord.
Yeah.
And not be so quick to say whatever comes to our mind.
Yeah.
You think about this. If all of a sudden I began to speak God's word into my life, how strong I could be. Mm-hmm. We too often find ourselves built tearing our own selves up, saying what we can't do and what I'm unable to do or what I never will be or what I'm not going to become and feeding ourselves such pessimism. But whatever we began to introduce into our life, words that God has spoken to us. We may be crying, but let's say weeping may endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning.
Yeah.
Why don't we just tell ourselves good morning?
Yes, sir.
Because morning is coming. Maybe we're going through some trouble and it seems like we're getting beat down. Well, no weapon formed shall prosper.
Yeah.
I'm saying that we speak into our lives those words of the Lord and tell our own words, we can be strong Christians. Gentleness is not about weakness. Gentleness is really about strength, but it's about submitting yourself, your words first, to God.
Mm-hmm.
Is that all right?
That's right.
The second thing I'd like to highlight is what we show, and that is really what we do. When I say show, because sometimes that's all we're doing is putting on a show.
Mm.
But look at what our pastor said, but gentleness showing all meekness unto all men. Everybody. See, some of us just put on a show on Sunday, but don't meet me on Monday.
Mm.
You know, some of us put on a show good in church, but we don't do good too good outside of church.
My God.
Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Gentleness. We need to understand what we do matters. Your action. You need to submit your action to the Lord. If you want to be a powerful Christian, submit your actions. I know somebody has done you wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I know they said some things to you that they probably should not have said. But your response to what they said or what they did should show strength and not weakness. If all of a sudden you react and you slap somebody because they deserve to be,
mm-hmm.
what have you done with your Christianity?
Mm-hmm.
How have you built somebody up? Mm-hmm. I was in a training class once upon a time, and we had these little plastic guns that we was holding in our hands and acting like we were real soldiers and toy soldiers of sword. And I managed to somehow was supposedly cleaning my toy, and the individual next to me determined that I was pointing my toy at him. Now, I've been trained in some arts, and he grabbed me and hit me before I know it. But then I grabbed him, and I was saved before he grabbed him. I want to set that up and make it very clear. I was saved before I grabbed him. And when I grabbed him, I had him. I could have taken him down, but somewhere, something in him grabbed me and didn't let me hit him. And I let him go. That made me so mad. I was mad at myself for years. I tell that story now. I almost get mad now when I tell the story. That I didn't take him down, but the result of me not doing that, I won the whole group.
Amen.
Because they saw the action and they determined that, wait a minute, he could have, but he didn't.
Mm.
He could have, but he didn't.
Yeah.
You're talking about strength. Huh? That in submission, I didn't allow my will. I submitted my will to God's will, and as a result of that, the strength that came out of that was I won the whole group.
Yeah.
Even the individual that I didn't hit came to me and apologized and became my best friend.
Yeah.
Y'all, and I still get mad when I tell the story. We need to understand that oftentimes what our actions, we need to submit our actions to God.
Yeah.
And allow God to control what we do, because even though you may be right, what you're about to do may be wrong.
Yeah.
So if you submit it to God, God will use it. It may seem that you're being a chump. It may seem that gentleness is weakness, but you want to be strong. I believe that someone would have said that Gandhi was weak.
Yeah.
I believe someone would say that the approach that Martin Luther King called nonviolence was weak. But if you see the results,
yes, sir.
They were actually stronger by not pulling bullets and guns. You can't win fights when you don't have enough stuff to fight with.
Yes, sir.
But when you have the Lord on your side,
yes,
and you do things
right,
you submit your will to God's will.
Yeah.
If you talk to Gideon, Gideon will tell you, now you don't, you're right, you can't go out there trying to fight with numbers. He said, I rallied a troop together. I got 10,000 together. We were ready to go fight it. And we may have been even outnumbered at that point, but at least I felt comfortable with the numbers that I had. But God told me to go and try that number. And he started scaling back my numbers so much so that he got me down to 300.
That's right.
Now, wait a minute. We're going to go to war with 300?
Strong.
And oh, by the way, don't take it in knives. Don't take it in stage. Take some lamps and some hearts. Now, anybody been fighting before? You can only hit so many people across the head with hearts before you find yourself in a whole lot of trouble. And only so much a lamp will do for you. I'm just saying. But he sent us to fight 300 men with just lamps and a harp. And when we got there, we blew that harp.
That's right.
When you submit your will to God's will.
Yeah.
He said, when we blew that up, then all of a sudden those men, they heard it, they thought it was more of us than it was. They got confused and started fighting themselves.
Killed themselves.
And we used those lamps that we had, went down and collected the spoil.
Yeah.
I hope y'all see that. When you submit to God, sometimes it seems strange what God is asking us to do, but if we would just do what God says do, and stop doing what we want to do or what we're big enough to do, we'll find that God can use us in ways that we cannot imagine. God has some blessings in store for us, but we're fighting against the odds. We're busy fighting folks and fighting situations and circumstances as opposed to submitting ourselves to God. You want to be strong? Stop acting like you're strong. You want to be strong? Start submitting yourself to God. You want to be strong? I heard somebody say, seek ye first the kingdom of God is right, and all these things will be added unto you. You trying to get your position on your job by being a brown nose. Working all those extra hours and getting mad at everybody because you tired. You can't get along with nobody in your house because you working too long and you too tired. And feel like everybody ought to be sympathetic toward you. Not realizing if you just submit your will to God's will and let God use you, then God will work out that. See, I've seen God do some things it was really so much so that it was out of the individual's control, but it was God doing it. See, that's how God works. God does not depend on you to get his job done.
Amen.
He just wants you to submit to him.
Yes,
see, all he wants you to do is his plan and his program. It's going to be even his outcome. He just wants you to be a part.
Yes.
So all you got to do is just submit and let him use you any way he wants to. He said to the man, he said, what I want you to do, he said, I know you've been blind all your life, but here, take this mud and go wash.
That's right.
Go wash.
Yeah.
God spit on the ground.
That's right.
Made mud.
Yeah.
Spittle and put it on the blind man's eyes and said, go wash.
Yeah.
Now that action, now some of us need to understand that some of us need to get dirty. The Lord needs to dirty us up so we can say, go clean yourself up.
All right now.
And we're saying, now go wash. I've been blind all my life.
Yes, sir.
I ain't never been able to see how this is going to work out. I ain't never been able to kind of figure out how this thing is going to go. Well, God said, I tell you what, just do what I tell you. Just go wash.
Yeah, yes, sir.
So we say, when he went and washed, all of a sudden, he came away seeing. The blind man who had been blind all his life came away seeing. They said, well, what happened? He said, well, I don't know. He said, all I know is I was blind.
Yes.
But now I see.
Yes,
I wonder anybody been in the blind man's case.
Yes,
you were blind at one time, couldn't see your way, but God made a way out of no way.
Yes.
Just because you did one thing he told you to do. He said they were fishing, they've been fishing all night long.
Yes.
They've been toiling, trying to just get some fish. And Jesus said, I tell you what, you cast your net. Let your net down.
Yes, sir.
Master, we've been fishing all night. We fishermen.
That's right.
And we've been fishing all night. We ain't caught anything. You're not even a fisherman.
That's right.
And you're going to tell us what to do.
Yeah.
That's how some of us approach the Lord right now today. God is trying to tell us to do something. God is trying to tell you something, but you've been trying to tell God something.
Huh.
if we stop for a minute and listen to God and do what God says,
yeah.
I tell you, casting that down, when they cast, they finally decide to cast it down. All of a sudden, when they begin to pull up the net,
sir.
They had so many fishes, the net broke.
Yes, sir.
But if you obey God, God will make a way. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I said, God will make a way.
Out of no way.
Out of no way. If you want to be strong today, I'm so sick of we Christians. Come on, y'all. Stay with me. I'm sick of we Christians.
Yeah.
I say I'm sick of we Christians. We Christians, they can't go through nothing.
My Lord.
We Christians, we Christians, you know, they've been saved, but all they say, they just say they saved. You know, they don't take no, you can't lie on a we Christian.
Oh, my
you,
Lord.
You can't talk about a we Christian. We Christian, you can't turn the heat up too high on a we Christian.
Yeah.
You can't let it get too cold on a we Christian. Yeah, I mean, y'all follow me? Some we Christian, you can't even walk a mile. I don't even walk a half a mile.
Yes, sir.
I'm not about to walk another mile with you. You're weak. You can't take a weak Christian close. You can't ask a weak Christian to do anything outside the norm.
That's all right.
We Christians are, and there's something else. That's all I'm saying. I know we don't have any weak Christians here because y'all been joining and talking with me about it. Is that all right? Weak Christian. But you want to be a strong Christian. We got to understand. We got to submit.
Amen.
The Bible says, submit your will unto the Lord. He said, now if you humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, he'll do what? He'll lift you up. We got to learn how to submit ourselves to the Lord and allow the Lord to use us. Here, gentleness is about us submitting to God. Gentleness is not about God taking anything away from us, but it's about us submitting to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to make myself plain here because oftentimes we think it's about God. He's going to take something from us. And all of us to be Christians, he's going to take something. We're going to take my lifestyle. And going to take my walk. And
going
to take my friends. And going to take my house. Even the Jesus disciples went to him one day and said, Master, we've given all.
Yeah.
What's going to happen if we get? He said, Jesus said, nobody who's here has given houses or land who shall not receive 30 or 100-fold. And this world and the world to come, life will last. You've not given God anything that God will not outdo you in.
That's right.
You think that little something that you had was something. You just submit yourself to God and watch God. But the problem we have is we don't submit.
Yes, sir.
We have hit. Y'all think about that for a minute. I was going to take it to the altar. I was on my way to the altar with it. And I was going to put it at the altar.
Yeah.
I put it down because they told me to bring it. I got there to the altar. I put it on the altar. And we prayed about it.
Yeah.
And I was on my way out.
But.
And I thought about it. I figured, you know, he hadn't done anything yet. So I went back and got it.
Yes, sir.
And I worked on it all weekend, and I brought it back to the altar.
Well, yeah.
Now, it's a little bit worse than it was last week, but I'm still working on it.
God
ain't doing me yet.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Still working on it. If we just submit to God and give it to God in the first place, then we won't mess it up so bad, and we won't need God to work a miracle.
God is
working a miracle in your life every day. You don't have to create one for it.
Lord,
let me make myself plain. Jesus, when Satan tempted Jesus, he said, well, cast yourself down. Jesus said, wait a minute, whoa. I don't need to do all of that. I don't need to. Some of us are trying God to see if he is God. He's God. He's not. I don't need to jump off a building. I don't need to cast myself down. I don't need to turn no bread into stone to know who God is. God is God. We need to stop trying to create work for God to test and try to prove. God is who he is. The question is, who are you?
Amen.
That's what you need to know. The prodigal son said, my master, he said, wait a minute. He's been lost. And he said, finally, I came to myself. Some of us need to come to ourselves. The only way we're going to come to ourselves is we submit ourselves to the Lord. When he came to himself, I'll go to my Father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I'm no more worthy to be called thy son. When he submitted himself to the Father, then he realized who he was. God, he said, well, here, take this ring, put it on your hand. Put some shoes on your feet. Put this robe on you. I got shoes, you got shoes. All of God's children got shoes. He dressed him up and made him not a servant, but a son. We are heirs and joint heirs of Christ. We need to just submit ourselves to God and be strong Christian. And when we submit ourselves to God, we will know, wait a minute, no weapon formed. Not only that, but we're more than conquerors.
Amen.
We don't have to be defeated. We can be strong. Church, we can be a strong church. How many of you want to be a part of a strong church?
Hallelujah.
We can be a strong church if we would just submit ourselves to God.
Yeah.
You want to stop being beat up by your situation.
Yeah.
You want to be stopped being beat up on your job.
Yeah.
You want to stop being beat up in your home. Then here's what I suggest. Submit yourself to the Lord.
Yeah.
Submit. You want to be strong, then here's what you need to do. You need to submit. In order to be strong, you got to surrender something. You got to give up something. You don't have to stop again trying to make God. Jesus, can you help me with this? Well, I think if we look at Jesus and what he did, we can find that, well, Jesus, he submitted as well.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Somebody will say, well, Jesus was kind of weak, but let's think about that for a minute. Here was a man that came down through 42 generations.
Yes, sir.
Remember, we talk about strength, and strength, and strength, strength, and strength through submission. When Jesus came through 42 generations, he could have come as a strong king.
Yes.
That's right.
But no, he came in a manger.
That's yes. Right.
Now, wait a minute. Now that's not a good look. Mm. He came in swaddling clothes, and that's not a good look.
Mm.
He could have been in a better location. He could have been in a hotel or in the Ritz-Carlton or dressed up in designer clothes. He could have been in kingly attire. He could have had horses and chariots.
Yes,
he had animals. He was out in the cold and they had to wrap him in swine and stick him in a manger.
Yeah.
But this Jesus, he submitted. This is the same Jesus who was so high you couldn't go over.
Yes, sir.
So low you can't go under.
Yeah.
So wide you can't go around.
Well,
this is the same Jesus.
Same.
He speaks in the name you're talking about. He speaks life. He speaks death, and no one can change it.
Yes.
Jesus came down in this situation. That's submission. That's gentleness.
Yeah.
But then it wasn't enough that he was born this way. But you remember the story of his life. He kept running himself into people, Pharisees and Sadducees, who had an opinion different than his own.
That's right.
But he didn't let that dissuade him. He stayed his court. I see him in the garden now. He said, Father, remove this cup from me. Not at my will, Lord, but thy will be done. Now, that's submission, because he realized, now, well, if I want to be strong, I got to submit to the master. I can't be doing what I want to do. Now, you know, you saw him before he went to that garden, and while he was in the garden, brother, and then Peter's men came to collect him, and Peter took his sword out and cut off one of their ears. Jesus took up the ear, put it back on the man's head and told Peter, put your sword back, because you live by the sword, you're going to die by the sword. This ain't about a fight. This is about submission. I've got to go because you don't know the journey I'm on, because I've got to do what my father said. Even Jesus, the Son of God, had to do what his father said. He had to submit. And so he prays, Father, remove this cup from me. Not at my will, Lord, but thy will be done. You would think at that point, well, now, given that he is God's son, that God would take him out of that situation. But No, he had to bear his own cross.
Yes, sir.
The songwriter said, must Jesus bear the cross alone?
Yes.
And all the world go free. No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. So here he is, going, being marched from judgment hall to judgment hall.
Yes, sir.
He didn't have to, at any point in time, Jesus could have changed the story, but he was being submissive to his father. Now, why was this important? Because now he's up on the cross, hanging on the cross.
Well,
and I see him say, well, he could have called 10,000 angels.
Yes, sir.
And they would have taken him off the cross. But Jesus hung down. Now, that's gentleness right there.
Yes,
when I have the power, and I can change my situation, but I stay there anyway, that's gentleness. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They're doing it to me, but yet I'm saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not. That's gentleness. Someone would call that weakness, but I heard him say, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They thought they were doing me harm, but they were setting me up. When they lifted me up, and they fulfilled the promise. If I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. They thought they were doing me wrong, but then I died on that cross. But that wasn't the end of the story. When I died by me dying on the cross, I fulfilled what I came to do. But I went down in the grave while I was there and preached to the spirits that were found down there. Stayed down there all night Friday.
All night.
You know the story. All day Saturday. Early Sunday morning. I got up out of the grave. I submitted to the Father. Stayed down in the grave. Early Sunday morning. I can hear the conversation being had. Saying, is he still here?
Yeah.
I hear him calling the roll. You have Moses got it. He's right here. Daniel, he's right here. Can I talk about Hannah? She's right here. Everybody, every prophet that had called and died, they were still there. But when they got to Jesus, they kept calling him Jesus. Jesus, something about the name of Jesus. But when they called him, he didn't answer. Because he had got up out of the grave, went back to earth, the same place he had come from. Stayed on the earth for 40 days. And he boarded the cloud. Went back to heaven, sat down at the right hand of the Father. How did he do it? Well, he submitted to the cross.
Yeah,
if you
right.
submit that strength and submission, you may seem like a decision. They thought they had the best of it. They thought the story was over. But by him dying, we can live. By moving him up, we can be drawn to it. By him getting up early Sunday morning and sitting at the right hand of God, we can call on it. Submission, strength. Stop trying to do your own thing. Stop trying to do everything you're big enough to do. Stop trying to say whatever you want to say to whoever you want to say it to. Submit your will to God's will. You want to be stronger. You want to be somebody. Allow yourself to be nobody. Just give yourself over to the Lord. And when you do it, God will take you and let you know who you are. That's because he is God. All by himself. He does not need nobody else. He found out this morning that he's almighty. And yet he goes high.
Yes, sir.
And he looks lower. I don't know what you need today, but if you just submit to him, stop trying to figure it out by yourself. Somebody said, stop trying to figure it out. God has already worked it out. You're trying to do A and B and add 1 + 2 to get 3, and it ain't working for you. You're trying to make ends meet that. You keep passing each other. But if you just give it over to the Lord will work it out on your behalf. You want to be strong? Just submit.